现在在荧幕上出现，大家所看到是位在以色列犹大地的东边一座在旷野当中天然的堡垒，它是著名的马萨达国家公园所在地。它的高度在死海海平面450公尺以上，通向马萨达的道路在地形上极为险峻。主前37年，希律王在位的时候，他把这里当作抵御敌人入侵的避难所，还有冬季的行宫。从主后66到70年，罗马帝国统治以色列时期，当时抵抗罗马军起义失败的犹太人就逃往位在沙漠当中的马萨达。主后70年，罗马军破坏耶路撒冷，毁坏了第二圣殿，而遭到罗马军追捕的犹太人也陆续的来到了马萨达。在主后72年，罗马军包围了马萨达，并且开始在堡垒的西侧修筑斜坡道。数个月之后，这个斜坡道建筑完成，罗马军登高用攻城的锤子破坏了马萨达的城墙。就在马萨达即将被攻破之际，当时犹太起义军的领袖伊利亚撒呼吁全体犹太人，宁可作为自由的人民死去，也绝不能够屈从罗马人成为他们的奴隶。最后他说服了大家选择集体自杀。
So we're at Masada.
接着镜头中出现的是拉比站在这座位在沙漠当中马萨达堡垒的顶端。这是三月初拉比赴以色列来到马萨达这个据点，与我们分享在这里神透过他给我们的先知性启示。以下拉比在马萨达这个据点的山顶上为我们所做的分享，让我们从语音的信息中一起收听。
So we're at Masada.
拉比说，我现在正在马萨达这个要寨。
When we used to do tours, this was always probably one of my most inspired places. Parts do I know spiritually, this isn't a place that Jesus walked.
虽然在灵里我知道耶稣实际上并没有来过马萨达这个地方，但是在我多次带着团队来到马萨达的经验当中，这个据点每一次对我的启发都很深。
But I think the lesson...here that really the Lord kind of downloaded to me. We've had several different visitations of the Lord here in regards to revelation.
有几次我在马萨达神来造访我，并且对我下载启示性的信息。
To me, the power of revelation is a gift because revelation will birth intimacy. Because you can't love something that you don't know.
对我而言，从神来的启示是一个恩典的赏赐，因为你无法投入你所不明白的事情，而得到启示之后，你会与你要投入的事情有情感的连结。
And to me, this mountain is speaking a message that maybe down at the base and the national park narrative, it's not speaking that. But I want to share with you what I'm getting from this spot.
那么我在马萨达所得到的启示，也许和你从山下一路上到山顶。在山下参观关于马萨达这个国家公园的解说、历史和展览的时候，所叙述的是不一样的。但是我要跟你们分享，现在我站在这个据点，也就是整个马萨达要寨最高的地方，所得到神对我的启示。
Because I really think it's speaking to you. I think it's speaking to me. Caution, particularly in an age, particularly in this season with AI and all the possibilities.
因为我觉得这个启示是在这个特别的年代，因着 AI 的发展，使得从前很多不可能的事情变成可能的季节，对你我所发出的一种警示性的启示。
You know, I think of Elon Musk and that he can take a rocket and literally thing fires up and then lands in a specific place because of our ability with computers now.
你想想伊隆马斯克他所带领的团队能够因着计算机的发展精准的算出从太空中回到地球的火箭降落的位置。
And, the different things that are happening, it's pretty amazing to me that's even an option.
除此之外还有许多在眼前发生的事情对我而言都很神奇。
So I think this I've been coming here now for over 30 years. I think that this message is more applicable actually now because of the technology and the wisdom and the knowledge, because we're really in an age of knowledge explosion.
我出入以色列已经超过30年了，但我想现在我要跟你们分享神给我这个启示性的信息，是特别要应用在此刻的，因为我们处在一个知识爆炸的年代中，所有的科技、知识、智慧都等比急速的增加。
And the scripture talks about it.
那么这些状况都在圣经中有提到。
And you know, one of the problems that we had was we were warned in the garden not eat tree of knowledge.
有一个问题，就是一开始在伊甸园中，神就提醒了他安置在园中人类的始祖，不可以去吃园中那棵知识树上的果子。
Sorry, the tree of knowledge.I'm not against knowledge, but what happens is knowledge can manipulate your mind into making bad choices, particularly when your mind and your knowledge is controlled by fear.
拉比说，我并不是反对知识，但是知识会操控你的心去做出不好的选择，特别是当你的心和你脑中的知识是被恐惧所操控。
And that's what Masada was.
而这正是马萨达这个要债曾经所发生的状况。
This is an outpost that was known to be a place that could not be penetrated by outside sources.
这里曾经被视为没有办法被外力所渗透坚固的堡垒和要寨。
So if you were fearful, like in this case, the Roman army, then this would be the outpost.
但是马萨达这个要寨在罗马军兵攻来的时候，他们因为害怕而做出了不好的选择。
If you look at, I'll run some B-roll here. If you look at the height and the sheer fortification of what's here, it doesn't make sense that wouldn't trust in it.
如果你从影片当中看到这个在死海海拔以上400多公尺的要寨，在这么高的地方居高临下做防御的工作，你没有办法信任你所处的位置是没有道理的。
There's always a spiritual component.
但是要知道任何事情除了就自然界的因素还有属灵的层面。
And there's a spiritual component in your life today and a spiritual component in your life in the future.
所以不光是在此刻，在未来你生命当中也会有影响你的属灵因素。
You know, we have a new trend in the last 5 to 6 years and it's fact checkers.
在过去的五六年来，有一个趋势，就是出现很多所谓的事实审查员。
You know, the fact checkers are used actually to manipulate. They're not really fact checkers. What they are is cultural manipulated warriors. And what they're doing is they're trying to control the narrative into what you feel and what you think.
这些被称作事实审查员的人，并不是真正在审查事实是什么。他们是一群利用文化进行操控引起征战的人，他们的任务就是让事情看起来的样子去左右你的想法，引起你的害怕。
Which is extremely dangerous. Then, you know, this is, we know that's how Marxism works and many of the other worldly systems of control.
这是非常危险的。那么在世界上所存在的一些体系，就是朝着这个方向在控制人心。
But I could say anything to you if I didn't ever speak to you again. I would say that in, particularly in the next 10 years, I would educate yourself and fine-tune yourself in the power of the Spirit.
对于这点，如果我可以给你什么建议，又或者这是我最后一次可以给你忠告，我会告诉你，在未来的十年，你要教育你自己，并且在圣灵的大能当中调对你收音的频道。
Obviously, first of all, with the Holy Spirit, but I think you also need to be wise of the serpents, what Jesus said.
那么显而易见的，首先你要对准圣灵，但是记得耶稣也提醒我们哦，就是你要灵巧如蛇。
So you need to be wise of the evil of the demonic spirits.
所以你要比鬼魔的灵更有智慧。
The word evil in the Hebrew actually translates out.To following the dictates of your own heart.
邪恶这个字在希伯来文原文的意思是顺从你自己的心。
And basically, what this story tells us is that children of Israel were gripped with fear that their God could not protect or provide for them in Jerusalem.
而基本上马萨达这个故事告诉我们，以色列百姓被恐惧紧紧地抓住，以至于他们不相信他们的神能够在耶路撒冷保护他们，供应他们。
So that Jerusalem was burning, you have to ask yourself a question to go back into why is it burning?
所以在主后72年的时候，罗马军焚毁了耶路撒冷城，所以你得停下来往回看，去想为什么他们可以焚毁耶路撒冷城。
The children of Israel at that time were unrepentive and they were walking in disobedience.
因为在那个时候，以色列的百姓他们不顺服神，并且也不愿意为他们的悖逆悔改。
So here's the issue. Issue is, the scripture says, all my fountains are in you, O Zion.
那么这里有一个问题，就是圣经上说我的泉源来自锡安。
Fountains, water is a metaphor for provision.
泉源就是水，它代表着供应。
And revelation,
代表着启示。
Life itself,
更代表着生命的本源。
So for the Jewish people, their inheritance, their DNA, their prophetic destiny was in Jerusalem, not out here at Masada.
所以对于犹太人，他们传承的产业，他们传承的基因，他们先知性的命定是在耶路撒冷，不是在这座伫立在沙漠当中的马萨达要寨。
So this was a man's choice. They came here.
所以离开耶路撒冷来到马萨达这个要寨作为据点是人的选择。
I think the biggest lesson, and I'll probably hit it two more times, is that any time you are influenced or manipulated by fear, then it's going to lead you in a choice that will take your footsteps away from where your protection and promises and provision are.
拉比说，我想我大概提过几次，就是如果你被恐惧操控，被恐惧所影响，那么你所做出的选择会让你离开你的保护、你的供应和对你的应许。
Into a place that carnally or through a Hellenized mindset makes perfectly good facts that even the fact checker, even Google or chat, everything will say, this would be the best way, walk this way, go ye into that.
你顺从自己的感觉、自己的心意。这个世界的观点，甚至你咨询了像谷歌 AI 人工智慧的搜索引擎，都告诉你你的选择、你的决定是对的，是最好的，就应该这样。
Really think that that's the warning of this.
我想此刻这个信息就是对这个现象提出警告。
Because realizing that this mountain was penetrated, and it was penetrated by reversing faith to fear.
因为你看看我们在这个看似居高临下不可被攻破的马萨达要寨，最后却被攻破，他因着原本应该有信心却变成害怕恐惧而全军覆没。
Because they came out here by faith, but then when the garrison of the Roman soldiers surrounded the place, on the other side from which we're standing, they built a ramp.
当离开耶路撒冷的犹太人来到马萨达，他们对于驻扎在这个居高临下的要寨信心满满，但是当罗马军队开始在这个要寨的西边，拉比说，也就是我现在所站的位置的另外一边，建筑一条要爬上这个要寨的坡道的时候，他们的信心开始转变成害怕了。
Well, how did they build the ramp? They actually took Jewish slaves and they were building and they were picking up rocks and building a ramp one by one.
罗马军队是怎么样建筑这个坡道的呢？他们以他们控制的犹太人作为奴隶，搬来一块一块的石头铺成这条坡道。
And so by doing so, the Jews that were up here on the top of Masada, if they were going to try to throw rocks down to kill those building the ramp, they would be killing their own people.
如此一来，在马萨达要寨顶端的犹太人，如果他们要从上面丢石头去破坏那些正在建筑坡道的工人，他们打死的是自己的犹太同胞。
Isn't that what happens when we're moved by fear, that any action that we have to take always comes at the expense of killing or damaging one of our own?
而这不正是当我们被恐惧害怕驱动的时候，每一个我们所采取的行动都在付出扼杀或者是伤害属于我们或我们自己人的代价。
That's what happened on the other side of this mountain.
这就是当时发生在马萨达的状况。
Well, then, it was interesting that the Romans were smart enough. What they did was, as they built the ramp, they were using Jewish slaves to take rocks to build up the ramp.But they were also provoking by fear the Jews on the top throwing rocks down.
所以你看到当时的罗马军队有多么的聪明，他们以犹太人作为奴隶，去为他们借这个通往马萨达要寨顶部的坡道，而他们也让位在山顶上面的犹太人害怕，不敢向下面建筑的工人丢石头，因为这些被招来建筑坡道的工人都是犹太人。
They were.Building their own ramp of destruction by coming here in the first place, but also throwing rocks back down on their own people.
所以这些过去逃到马萨达的犹太人，现在反而必须向山下自己的族人丢掷石头，阻止他们建造这条通往山顶的斜坡道。他们在抵御攻上来的罗马军之前，就要先杀死在山下的自己人。
So the Jewish people actually built the ramp with slavery, and then the Jewish people threw the rocks down in defense. And what happened is their action became a bridge to their own destruction, an impenetrable place.
所以建筑通往马萨达山寨顶部的斜坡道是一群犹太奴隶。那么山顶上为了自我防卫而向这些建筑斜坡道的犹太奴隶丢掷石头的也是犹太人，所以在这个原本看来是万无一失、无法被攻破的马萨达堡垒，却因着他们彼此的行动，造成犹太人的自我毁灭。
So I think you can, in a metaphoric way, in a parable way, you can see that that's what happens at any time you move to a place of self-production or self-protection, that you're going to be brought in making choices.That actually start the implosion of your own choice and your own idea.
所以任何时候你考虑要移居到一个地方，但是作为考虑的因素就是自我保护、自我供应。最终你顺着自己的想法、自己的决定所做出的选择，终将伤害到自己。
I want to take you to the scripture the Lord gave me, oh, 20 years ago when I came here. It's out of Jeremiah chapter 2, and I'll start in verse 9.
那么现在我就要跟你们分享20年前当我来到马萨达这个地点神给我的经文。我们可以从耶利米书二章九节开始看。
Therefore, I will yet bring charges against you, says the Lord. Against your children's children will bring charges.
耶和华说，我因此必与你们争辩，也必与你们的子孙争辩。
So what does that mean to bring charges?
那么神说，我要与你们争辩，这是什么意思呢？
Then we have to understand what happens in the courts of heaven.
这个时候我们要了解在天上法庭发生了什么事。
In the courts of heaven, if you go in there, then you have to understand Satan as the accuser of the brethren.As a prosecutor, has the right to come in and bring charges against the people.
我们知道，当我们来到天上法庭，在天上法庭，撒旦作为控告弟兄的人，也就是他作为起诉者，他有合法的权柄来到天上法庭，就人所犯的罪进行起诉。
And that's why you'll hear when we pray and we teach about.Canceling the voice of the accuser of the brethren.
这是为什么在过去我们教导天上法庭的时候，你曾经听过我们要止息控告弟兄的起诉者的声音。
The biggest power of the blood of Jesus is the blood of Jesus will actually make a gag order against Satan, the accuser of the brethren, and it actually shuts his mouth.
耶稣基督的宝血。最大的能力就是下一个禁言令给这位昼夜控告弟兄的撒旦，这可以使他控告的口闭起来。
That's why repentance is the key.
这说明了为什么悔改是关键。
In this scripture that the prophet Jeremiah is saying is that the enemy is bringing charges against you, but we need to know what that charge is.
那么在耶利米书二章九节，先知耶利米所说的是，仇敌起诉你了，但我们要知道的是，这个起诉所谓何来？
The root source.
起诉的缘由是什么？
I find that the sooner you can bring to people, organizations, groups that are in trouble is if you can get them to identify where the source is, and I'm going to do that in the scripture here in just a minute.
我想如果你想要解决不管是个人、团体或者是机构他们的问题，最好的方法就是找出问题或导致困难的源头。那比如说，我马上就要用经文来给你们答案。
We need to understand, but you need to understand where I'm going. You need to know that the reason that everybody committed a corporate suicide on this mountain is because they were brought, they had charges.
我这样说是因为我要你明白，天上法庭，还有控告者撒旦他的合法权柄，以及如何解决他对你的控诉。而在2000多年前，在马萨达发生了集体的自杀，是因为在天上法庭他们被起诉了。
Satan was after them and they needed to choose, do we die or do we become slaves again?
撒旦起诉他们，钳制他们，使他们面临不是死就是再度沦为奴隶的命运。
They chose to die and to go back into slavery.
那么当时在马萨达要在山顶上的犹太人决定死，也不要再回去做奴隶。
10.
我们再来看第十节。
For pass beyond coast of Cyprus and see, send Kedar and consider diligently and see if there's any such thing.
你们过了基提海岛去查看，打发人往基达去留心查考，看曾有这样的事没有。
So here's the key is, right now, let's you and I, the ones standing here with me, but for you, are you living...spiritually in the place that God has chosen for you.
读完这节经文，拉比问在马萨达山顶的现场听他讲到的人，以及此刻在网络上收听语音的我们一个问题，就是就属灵的层面来看，你是否生活在神为你所选择的地方？
You know, the whole reason we do Goals to Grow at Kurt Landry Ministries, the whole reason we have Lion Century, your why statement, these are tools to find out who and why you are and where you're supposed to be.
克兰卓施工为伙伴们准备了成长目标手册，他的目的就是帮助大家知道自己在耶稣基督里的身份、生命目的，以及此刻为什么神把你安置在这个地方。
That's the key.And understanding that, yes, Jerusalem was burning.
关键就是要去了解，是的，当时罗马军攻入耶路撒冷，焚烧这城。
But why was Jerusalem burning?
但为什么神会容许仇敌焚烧耶路撒冷城？
It was dishonor, idolatry, and sin.
是因为这个城里面充满了不尊荣，充满了偶像崇拜等等的罪。
So even though they were in the right spot, they had the wrong culture and the wrong values for the spot.
所以虽然他们在对的地点，但是当时这个地点已经充满了错误的文化和价值观。
They weren't nurturing their call and their purpose. They were choosing to have principles and plans that was causing them to basically, cause their own fire and opening the door to their own attack.
但是他们没有在那里好好的培育他们的呼召以及目的，他们所选择的原则以及所定定的计划，导致他们为自己开了一道仇敌能够进来攻击的门，所以遭火焚毁的缘由归根究底是他们自己造成的。
Verse 12,
我们再来看第十二节。
Astonished, O heavens, at thisAnd be horribly afraid, be very desolate, says the Lord.
诸天啊，要因此惊奇，极其的恐慌，甚为凄凉，这是耶和华说的。
And he says, and here's the charge, this is not coming from Satan, this is the charge from God.
那么接下来是神对他们的控诉，要知道这个控诉不是来自撒旦，是来自神。
He says, for my people have committed two evils.
神说，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事。
They have forsaken me, fountain of living water.
是离弃我这活水泉。
So in this case, the children of Israel have forsaken Jerusalem and chose not to trust God and come out to a desert outpost.
就马萨达这个例子来说，以色列的百姓撇下了耶路撒冷，他们选择不信任神，而是来到位在沙漠中的这个堡垒。
Secondly, They hewn out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
神继续说，百姓做的第二件恶事就是为自己凿出池子，那是破裂不能存水的池子。
So, what you have happening here is a cistern is not a bad idea.
我们来看看在这里发生了什么事情。要知道挖一个凿水的池子没有什么问题。
The cistern here at Masada is really the engineering is at a level that people marvel at even to this day.
特别是他们在马萨达这个地方所凿的蓄水池，它的工艺、工程、技术，直到今日都还是令人赞叹的。
Taking in the desert where it doesn't rain, basically the dew.Collecting it and running into a cistern, it's not that that's a bad thing.
因为在沙漠当中没有雨水，所以他们利用的原理是收集清晨的露水。所以这样的发想和杰作以及工程都不是坏事。
But the key is what God is saying: you have disobeyed me. I was providing you living waters out of Mount Zion, and now you've come out here where you have to engineer your own provision.
因为重点是。神说你违背了我，因为我为你预备的活水泉是在锡安山，但是你离开了我安置你之处，来到这个沙漠中，用你自己的技术找出自我供应的方法。
Here's a word of wisdom for you.
拉比说，因此我要给你一段智慧的言语。
Anytime you have to hewn out or engineer something for your own provision and your own protection, then ultimatelyIt's going to fail because that made you the king.
任何时候你为自己凿出一个蓄水池，或是为了自我供应和自我保护去筹划去动工，那么这些计划这些工作终将失败，因为这些意念和举动是要让自己成为王。
The beauty of God and being a child of God is this, is that God is the provision. He is the provider. He is the Jehovah Jireh.
神的美善之处以及作为神孩子的好处，就是知道神是耶和华以勒的神，他是供应者，他供应他的孩子所需要的一切。
He is the Jehovah Shalom.
他是耶和华沙龙，他是平安王。
He is Jehovah Rapha. Is the healer.
他是耶和华拉法，他是医治者。
So the word of you from Masada today as we blow the shofar is this.
所以今天我们在马萨达吹响号角的时候，神要给我们的启示是
We've been on this trip here and we have been down at Kfar Aza in the south and we've actually also been interviewing hostage survivor.
在这次的以色列之行当中，我们下到南部加沙附近以色列的村庄卡法阿扎，这个村庄在2023年经历哈马斯恐怖分子的大屠杀。在这次的旅行中，我们也访问了被释放的人质。
One hostage survivor, and then a family member of one who lost his grandfather as a hostage.
这包括其中一位被释放的人质，还有另外一个家庭是他们的祖父作为人质，但是被杀害了。
And dealing with what they call really trauma at the highest level.
我们所面对的是你可以称之为有着最高级别创伤的人。
And if you go to the root of trauma, and if you go to the root of Masada, they're one and the same.
如果你去看创伤的根源和马萨达所经历这一切的根源，其实两者是一样的。
Because what happens is, in order to be healed from the trauma of Masada, you have to come to the revelation and the truth.That you have been responsible, not blaming your spouse, a friend, a pastor, a rabbi, a government, right or left.
那么以马萨达为例，如果要从马萨达这样子的创伤当中被医治，你得拥有启示和真理，就是你得负起责任，而不是怪其他的人，包括怪你的配偶、你的朋友、你教会里的牧师或者拉比，怪你的政府，不管他是什么政党。
Have to take responsibility that at some point your heart has turned and you said, God's not providing and protecting for me, so I will go and provide and protect for my own self.
你得自己负起责任，就是走到这个地步，是因为你的心早就改变了，因为你觉得神不再供应你，也不再保护你了，所以你要找出保护自己、供应自己的方法。
The Lord says that you are my witnesses, says the Lord. that I alone am God, and there's no God formed in me.
以赛亚书四十三章第十节，耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，明白我就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也没有。”
So where does the trauma start? Trauma always starts when there is sin in the camp, sin in our life, because the scripture says the wages of sin is death.
所以这个创伤是怎么开始的呢？这个创伤开始于当有罪进入你的营中，罪进入你的生命中了。要知道经上告诉我们，罪的工价就是死。
And if the wages of sin and death is that, then there's a choice.
如果罪的工价就是死，所以你可以选择要不要走到这一步。
Moses said in Deuteronomy, today I put before you blessing and cursing, life and death. Choose life.
在申命记三十章十九节，摩西向以色列百姓说，我今日将生死祸福陈明在你们的面前，所以你们要拣选生命。
Go to Deuteronomy 28, it says, I will bless you in verses 1 through 16.
你可以去读申命记的二十八章，从第一节到第十六节，摩西说，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他一切的诫命，那么这以下的福必追随你，临到你的身上。所以从第一节到第十六节就记载着听从耶和华神的话追上你的福有哪一些。
And 32 through the end, which is twice as many verses if you don't.
那么从第十五节一直到申命记二十八章结束，记录着如果你不听从耶和华神的话，那么这些咒诅就必追随你，临到你的身上。而用来形容这些咒诅的经节所占的篇幅，相较于用来形容祝福的篇幅有两倍之多。
So I think the key of the story of Masada this day and the key of the trauma that we're dealing with in Israel down in Gaza is all of this is that what is the key?
所以今天我们来看马萨达这段历史故事的伤痕，以及现在我们所面临以色列南部这些受创的伤痕，它的关键在哪里？
Key is to return to the source of the living water.
关键在于我们要回转向那生命的活泉。
The key is to mentally and emotionally move out of your wilderness outpost.
在你的心态上也好，情绪情感上也好，离开你为自己找到供应和保护在旷野的这个堡垒。
To come down from your mountain of pride.
从你站在高处的骄傲下来。
Come down from the mountain that seems impenetrable.
从你觉得那是安全稳固万无一失的堡垒中出来。
Maybe your money.
这可能是你拥有的财富。
Maybe your degree.
也许是你的资历。
None of those things are wrong. All the things that you've put around yourself for protection, ultimately the enemy can penetrate those.
你拥有的财富你的资历都没有什么问题，但是要知道你把他们当作你的供应和保护的这些东西，有一天都会被仇敌攻破。
But if we draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, and he shall flee.
但是雅各书四章七节告诉我们，故此我们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开我们逃跑了。
The Lord says he will never leave us nor forsake us.
主说他总不撇下我们。不离弃我们。
We need to be Christians that are not just Christian in word and deed.
我们作为一个基督徒，不光是要有基督徒的言语和行为。
But Christians in the heart, where our minds are actually seared with the power of the grace of God, that we can be bold enough to say.
而是我们要做一个心里被神恩典的大能封存住的基督徒，使我们有胆识去对神说
，Lord。Who am I? What is my identity? Why? Where should I be?
主啊，我是谁？我的身份是什么？我应该在哪里？
And you need to be in that spot.
那么当神回答你之后，你要顺服神。
Because wherever that spot is where God called you, the scripture says many are called, but few are chosen.
因为不管神呼召你到哪里，你都要去。别忘了经上告诉我们，被召的人多，选上的少。
I would say if you're listening to this, that you are called and chosen.
拉比说，如果你正在听这段语音信息，我可以说， 你就是被神所呼召所拣选的。
And as being called and chosen, what all you need now is preparatory plans to be who you are called to be and to act as who you are chosen to be.
当你作为被拣选被呼召的人，现在你要做的就是为着你被呼召要成为的人，并且行出你被拣选要成为的样式而做准备的计划。
See, called and chosen people, I'm not coming against the history that was here, but this was fear-driven.
谈到被拣选和被呼召，我并不是要来反对在马萨达所发生的历史，但是这一切所发生的事情都是被恐惧所驱使。
This was driven by propaganda.
这里也是被宣传所左右。
This was no different than what happened with Moses when he delivered the children of Israel out of Goshen.
这与摩西带领百姓离开歌山地之后所发生的事情是一样的。
And he crossed the Red Sea.
他带百姓过红海。
Went up at Mount Sinai to get the instruction. For the first time, he's going to get instruction from the God of the universe coming out of heaven to earth.
还有他上到西乃山去领受神的律例、诫命和典章。要知道这可是这世界上的人第一次领受这位创造宇宙万物的主宰从天上赐给地上的律例典章。
Took 40 days.
摩西从西乃山把神的律例典章带下来花了40天。
And there was impatience. And in the impatience, it was like, guess what? He's not coming back.
那么因为一天天的过去，山下的人都失去了耐性，甚至在营中开始有流言传起摩西不会回来了。
It takes men and women coming in agreement with doubt and unbelief, slandering their covering, saying, you know what, he's not ever coming back.
那么传播这些谣言的人，鼓噪群众去认同他所散布的不幸和怀疑，然后一起用话语去贬损摩西，也就是他们的遮盖，他们说他不会再回来了。
So we might as well go ahead and take it on ourselves. We must have a God.
所以现在我们得管自己啊，我们总得有个神带领我们吧。
That's all we've known. We were slaves in Egypt and we worshipped all their God.
我们在埃及为奴的这些年，我们知道埃及有许多的神，我们也都拜过。
Even though through the 10 plagues, the idolatry of their gods were brought to their knees, all of them were beaten by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
即使在我们出埃及的十灾之前，我们也看到这些我们拜过的埃及神祇都被亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神击败，而必须向这位神屈膝。
Really doesn't matter how soon people forget. They said, let's build a golden calf.
但是人的忘性是很可怕的。现在摩西有40天之久没有回来了，他们就说让我们来造一只金牛犊吧，让他成为我们的神。
What we have here, this is a golden calf.
拉比指着现在他所身处的马萨达堡垒，他说这就是当时的人所造出来要自我保护自我供应的金牛犊。
But my question to us is, where is our golden calf?
而此刻我要问你的问题是，我们为自己所造的金牛犊又是什么呢？
I'll ask you this boldly as an American citizen. I'm so proud that Donald J. Trump is president. All of us are. This new administration, I think they're doing a great job.
接着拉比说，我作为我国家的公民，我也得大胆地问我本国的人民一个问题，就是川普总统上任了，那么他的团队也很优秀，截至目前为止他们也尽心尽力。
And I'm so happy. I feel like by the hand of God and God's judgment, just me personally, I'm not prophesying to you, I think he intervened in history of the world and he saved the whole world by bringing Donald J. Trump.
我个人对这样的结果感到高兴，因为我看到神的手、神的工作、神的审判，接着他使川普上位，在拯救世界。
Is Donald J. Trump the Messiah? Absolutely not.
但是川普是救世主吗？当然不是。
He is anointed as a Cyrus to be able to lead us in this time.
但是这位总统却具有古列的恩膏，在这个时代带领我们。
Here's my concern as a U.S. citizen, as a pastor, and as a rabbi and a prophet. My concern is this.
但是作为一个这个国家的公民，作为一个拉比，作为一个牧者，作为一个先知。我所在意的是
when this type of a spirit of leading us away from the fountains of living water is when we start hewing out too many cisterns on our own, and we say we don't need the living water because we can make water ourselves.
我所关切的是，当我们开始自己去凿出许多自我供应、自我保护的池子，也就是资源。然后我们说我们不再需要活水泉，因为我们自己就有办法做到自我供应。这种引人离开活水泉的灵再度活跃的时候，会引起我高度的关切。
Winning and winning and winning and success, 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 and it's all great. I'm all about that. I'm a businessman. I believe in it. But you have to be wide awake.
我们满脑子充满了要赢、要成功的想法。拉比说，我作为一个在职场上的人，我一点都不反对这样的干劲，我觉得很棒，我也会为着要成功、要得胜而奋力，这是我的信念。但是在这当中，你一定要警醒。
That understanding when the devil comes, he always comes at a point like he did with Eve. Well, I know everything's good, but can you really trust what God said?
你要知道，当仇敌来的时候，他会重施在伊甸园当中对夏娃进行心理渗透，渗透到某一点，他会让夏娃有一个意念，觉得每一件事情看起来都好，但是我是不是真的能够信任神所说的话
？If you really want to know, why don't you eat of the tree of knowledge, and then you'll know.
蛇对夏娃说，有一个方法你可以知道，就是去吃那棵分别善恶树上面的果子，这样子你的眼睛就明亮，你就可以知道了。
Maybe there's something he's hiding from you.
因为搞不好神向你隐瞒了一些事情哦，你肯定想知道全貌来判断吧。
What does it do? It comes from distrust.
所以撒旦的攻入点在哪里呢？他是利用不信任这个破口来渗透的。
Distrust always births fear.
不信任总是会带来恐惧。
Fear always causes decisions like what we have here at Masada.
恐惧就会做出像现在我们在马萨达这里当初的人所做出的决定。
I think this message is appropriate for this hour because of this.
我想这段信息对现在这段时间是再恰当不过的，因为
We're at a time when we're going to have great provision, huge transfer of wealth, and there'll be a great season of peace.
我们现在所处在的阶段正要借着财富转移而迎来极大的供应，同时会有一段很平安的季节。
As we know, before the Antichrist comes, they'll say peace, peace when there is no peace.
我们知道敌基督来的时候，他们会宣告说平安平安平安，但事实上并没有真平安。
Things are setting up, and I'm not saying that we're in that two seasons of three and a half in the 7-year cycle.
有些事情正在发生，拉比说，但是我并不是说我们现在正在圣经启示录十二章六节1260天，也就是3年半这个季节中，也不是说我们已经进入圣经中所预言7年大灾难的循环中。
Where I don't believe we're there.
我不相信我们已经进入了那个时刻。
I will say this to you, the spirit of that is here.
但是我可以告诉你，那个灵现在已经在这里了。
And I think this mountain, as I stand here in the quantum physics of feeling what God has on my heart here, probably, I don't know how many times I've been here, probably 30 times, I would say this.
此刻我正站在马萨达的要寨，这个地点我已经来过不下30次了。而神借着这里的环境以及空间中量子力学的感知，放在我心中的感受。
Say this.What I feel this time is like the Lord is saying to me, thus saith the Lord. The mountain of knowledge is crying out again, a warning.
我感受到主此刻正在对我们说，主说知识的大山正以大声的哭喊在抵挡一个警告。
For it's even more attractive in the high places.
因为位居高处总是更具吸引力。
But the Lord says unto thee and unto me, Father God, he says,This is a time where I send my people to put their feet upon the high places and to speak out the word of the Lord.
但是天父此刻对我们说，就是这个时候，我差遣属于我的百姓，将他们的脚踏在高处，去说出我的话语。
And say, Father God, the trauma that has come from the tree of knowledge and the mountains of knowledge and the mountains of knowledge of man's provision, that spirit of lifting man up above God, we bind that spirit.
说天父，从知识树以及知识的领域 以及人为自己找供应这样的知识所带来的创伤。
That spirit of lifting man up above God.
这样将人高举过于神的灵。
We bind that spirit.
我们捆绑你。
We cast it down in the name of Yeshua.
我们奉耶稣基督的名赶逐你。
We decree and declare that we will not come in agreement, but we come out of agreement with it now in Yeshua's name.
我们现在就奉耶稣基督的名说，我们绝对不会认同这样的灵，并且我们要弃绝曾经对这个灵的认同。奉耶稣基督大能的名，
We decree and declare that this mountain of man's power will not overcome the humility that we're experiencing right now.
我宣告并且声明，从人来的能力没有办法胜过此刻我们所经历到的谦卑。
To know.What America is experiencing right now, what Donald Trump is experiencing right now from his near assassination attempt, you can see it. I'm not judging any of that, but I can tell you he understands deep in his soul, it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord.
拉比说，我的国家此刻所经历的，以及现在我国家的总统川普，他之前经历的暗杀事件，我相信在他的心深处，他很清楚。不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
He knows when that bullet whizzed by his ear, if he'd have turned his head in one direction, he instantly would have been killed. God has saved him as a Cyrus for such a time as this. Why?
当时子弹从他的耳边飞过，如果不是他突然转头，他早就没命了。因为神以川普为这个时刻的古列王而拯救他。为什么呢？
Because the largest harvest of souls is going to come, and the Christians are going to have to stand up and so to say, we got to go up to the mountain of the Lord.
因为最大的灵魂丰收即将来到，那么所有的基督徒都将起身，一起登耶和华的山。
We have to say, as it said in Psalm 122:6.
我们必须如诗篇122篇大卫的上行之诗所说的。
When they said to me, come, let's go up.To the mountain of the Lord, not into the mountain of man's knowledge.
来吧，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜，而不是往人知识的大山上去。
Man's knowledge is not evil; it's only evil when it's not submitted to the mountain of the Lord.
人的知识并不是邪恶的，但是当这个知识不降服于神的时候，它就是邪恶的。
So unplug from your own cisterns. That's what he says. I have this against you. You've hewn out cisterns.
你要离弃你为自己所凿出的水池。主说，你做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水泉，为自己凿出池子，那是破裂不能存水的池子。
You fed the idolatry.
你拜偶像。
You told me you didn't need me for water, provision, and protection.
你向我表明，你不需要我的供应，你不需要我给你的活水泉，不需要我给你的保护。
We need to humble ourselves right now and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
我们现在就得自卑，然后跟神说，天父，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, as much as you have blessed us with strengths, wisdom, knowledge, talents, and ability, we declare all our gifts come from above and come from you.
神，当你以力量、聪明、智慧、知识和能力、才干来祝福我们的时候，我们宣告这一切的恩赐都是从上头，从你而来的。
And Lord, we submit and lay them at the cross before your feet this day.
主，今天我们就将你所赐给我们的这一些放在十字架前，降服于你。
And Lord, any type of a Hellenized spirit.That we see that was operating here years ago and trying to resurrect itself in the Ancient of Days. Lord, we cleanse this mountain.
神，任何我们看见在这里存在在过去，如今又要死灰复燃的这个世界的灵，主啊，我们宣告我们要洁净这座山。
And we cleanse this nation of Israel from the trauma of having to protect and to provide for itself.
也洁净以色列。从自我保护、自我供应的出发点所遭致的创伤。
Lord, you have blessed my Jewish people with extreme talent and abilities.
拉比指着自己说：“主啊，你以极大的恩赐、才干、能力祝福我们犹太人。
”We see by the Nobel Peace Prize. We see by the wealth transferred to a small group of people.
这些我们从犹太人得到诺贝尔奖，也看到财富的转移进行在一小群犹太人的身上。
But Lord, I cry out for the Jewish people here in Israel and around the world.
但主，我要向着在这里，也就是在以色列的犹太人以及全世界的犹太人呼喊。
That the reason you're experiencing the trauma and the reason this anti-Semitic spirit is literally hounding us like wolves, like it did in World War II with the Nazis, the reason it's coming after us is because it smells the fear.
就是现在你们遭逢这些创伤，遭逢反神主义追赶我们，就像在二次世界大战的时候，如凶恶狼群般的纳粹追赶我们一样，是因为他们闻到我们害怕了。
It smells the doubt.
他们闻到我们的怀疑。
And then, Lord, we need not to hunker down, but we need to kneel down and humble down.
神啊，我们不光需要伏低，我们需要跪下，需要自卑。
Hunkering down.
因为仅仅蹲伏是不够的。
We don't need even more bullets and more warfare and technologies, and yet we will have them.
我们不需要更多的武器，更多的征战资源，或者是科技。虽然我们会拥有它们。
We need to understand that when just to the east of me, when the missiles were coming in from Iran in the hundreds, and the Iron Dome and David's sling knocked them down, it was not by might nor by power.
拉比指着身后说，当数以百计数以千计的飞弹从伊朗那个方向射过来的时候，铁穹以及防御的体系能够精准地拦截这些飞弹，也不是靠势力，不是靠才能，乃是靠主的灵才能做得到。
The fact that none of them entered in and caused any death and destruction is the covenant power that God made with Abraham to protect us.
没有一个火箭真的落在这个地方造成伤害以及死亡，那是因为神与亚伯拉罕所立的盟约保护了我们。
And to multiply us as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky.
并且在这个情况之下，仍然使我们倍增，如天上的星和海边的沙。
It's time that the Jewish people get free from this spirit of trauma causes fear. We're experiencing the whole time that we're here.
是时候，犹太人从我们在这里就经历到那个创伤的灵所带来的恐惧当中得自由。
Rightfully so, it's been horrendous. Now it's time to repent.
当然这是非常可怕的，但是现在是我们悔改的时刻了。
Cry out to God.
向神呼喊吧。
Let the glory of the God, I can tell you the only thing that can cure the trauma that we're experiencing from Hamas and Hezbollah is the power of the glory of God by the blood of Jesus.
我要告诉你们，唯一能够让我们从哈马斯和真主党攻击后所造成的创伤中被医治的，就是靠着耶稣基督的宝血所带来神的荣耀，能办得到。
Invite the power of the glory of God and the blood of Jesus.
在耶稣的宝血当中，邀请神的荣耀降临。
No longer waiting on Messiah, but decreeing that Yeshua is the Messiah.
不是去等弥赛亚的来到，而是宣告和声明耶稣就是弥赛亚。
He will come again. Yes, we are waiting on him for the second time, but not the first time.
是的，耶稣会再来，但我们等候的是他的第二次再来，而不是首度的造访。
You can have him in your heart today. You can have the peace of God. He can open up the fountain of living waters and salvation within you.
今天你就可以邀请耶稣弥赛亚进入你的心中，如此你可以拥有神给你的平安。神可以在你的心中开出一口井，涌出救恩的活泉。
You don't have to hew out cisterns of all sorts of self-help that you think that you need to try to maintain your soul.
你不需要为了帮助自己所需要的这些资源，去凿出许多自我供应的池子。
All of them will fail you. All of them are mistresses that will be adulterous, and they will not provide for you.
因为所有你自我开发的资源都会使你失望，这些你当作偶像来敬拜的，至终都不能够供应你。
The only one that provides for you is the bridegroom. The bridegroom was paid for by a man named Yeshua HaMashiach.
唯一能供应你的就是那将要来迎娶你的新郎。他曾经身为人子为你付上代价，他是耶稣弥赛亚。
He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings.
他是万王之王，是万主之主。
He is of the house of David. He is one of us.
他属于大卫之家。
He will bring peace.
他会为我们带来平安。
He will cancel trauma.
他会除去这一切的创伤。
He will cancel doubt.
他能够除去怀疑。
And he will open up within you and within us the living waters.
他会在我们里面开出活水的江河。
So that the Lord will say, I have nothing against you.
这使得你在方方面面都不会被神抵挡。
You have your sins canceled. They have been expunged.
因为你的罪都被耶稣的宝血除去了，所有的罪债都被取消了。
I can now become and rest upon you, Shar Shalom.
现在我可以将真平安赐给你。
The Prince of Peace.
耶稣是平安王。
And I pray for that, and I want you to come in agreement that the Prince of Peace would rest upon this mountain and Mount Zion and Mount Hermon.
拉比说，请你与我一起同意，这位平安王会临到马萨达这座山，会临到黑门山，会临到锡安山。
Also, every mountain in our hearts now.
他也会降临在任何在我们心里的山。
In Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名如此宣告。
Hearken unto the trump and every word that's spoken.
天父感谢你，我们为着天使们会留心听着号声以及每一句所说的话而感谢你。
Lord, let in this land, let every tongue confess and let every knee will bow. Yeshua is the Lord.
神在这里使万膝跪拜，万口承认耶稣基督是主。
And Father God, we ask you to forgive us, hewing out cisterns of idolatry on ourselves.Because Lord, every good and perfect gift we acknowledge and decree comes from you and you alone.
神求你赦免我们，为自己凿出供应的池子，导致了偶像的崇拜。神，我们宣告，每一件美善的事物都是来自天上，单单的从你而来。
Let the revelation of the light of your provision and protection be released now.
让你供应和保护的启示现在就赐下来。
And Lord, we thank you that as we're here in the heart.Of the land of Israel, Father God, that it's always the word of the Lord that comes from the desert.
主啊，现在我们就在以色列，我们知道你的话语总是从旷野发出。
That you bring your prophets out of the desert to proclaim and decree the day of the Lord.
因为你带领你的先知来到旷野去宣告和申明，这是耶和华神你的日子。
And we proclaim and decree this is the day of the Lord.
我们再次宣告，这是耶和华神的日子。这一段拉比在以色列马萨达的山顶上所传讲，当场神下载给他的先知性启示。这段信息最后停在他宣告，这是耶和华的日子。祝各位安息日平安。